சொல்லுங்க. This doctor, this is a dictating on Kenneth Orlowski. O-R-L-O-W-S-K-I. Orlowski. O-R-L-O-W-S-K-I. Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Date of birth is 3-19-1946. Date of visit 10-7-22. Please make a copy for Dr. Carrot. Evan Carrot. E-V-A-N. Carrot is C-A-R-R-A-T-T. M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Evan, thank you for sending Kenneth Orlowski for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a seventy-six-year-old male with a history of intermittent chest pains. The tightness around his lower chest had cardiac evaluations done and has a past history for coronary artery disease with stenting. The patient has been experiencing intermittent chest pains during the day, unrelated to exertion. And he states that while he was driving, he had an episode of chest pain in the lower chest and he had to stop to get some relief. Period. He has been seen by cardiology. And no acute cardiac event was recorded. The patient, however, has had previous history for coronary artery disease and coronary artery stenting in 09. He denies any cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath, but was sent for a CT chest without contrast on 9-7-22, which showed no consolidation or effusion, but a 9 millimeter solid non-calcified pulmonary nodule was seen in the right mid lobe, and follow-up was suggested. The patient then was sent for a PET CT scan done on 9/27/22, and it showed a 9 millimeter non-hypermetabolic nodule in the right mid lobe, which was stable since November of 2020. And a 1.8 centimeter soft tissue lesion was noted in the right anterior chest, which had decreased in size from 2020 when it was previously 6.4 by 3.2 centimeters, and presently at 1.8 by 3 centimeter. There was also a pseudoaneurysm of the infraarterial abdominal aorta. Period. The patient has not lost any weight. It denies any fevers, chills, night sweats, and has no nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph, past history has included history for left knee replacement surgery, history of coronary angiography and stenting, and past history for bronchitis. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years and quit. Alcohol use moderate.
No, she had called me, sir. So I called her back. She called with the
next paragraph, family history, father had heart disease, mother had a stroke and had heart disease. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness or nosebleeds, no urinary symptoms, flank pains or dysuria. Denies asthma, hay fever, has no diarrhea or constipation, complains of chest pains and no palpitations or leg swelling, no depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising, his joint stiffness, and denies headaches, seizures or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, medication list included HCTZ 25 milligrams daily, nitroglycerin PRN, allopurinol 300 milligrams daily, and metoprolol 50 milligrams daily. Oh, can you please add in the past history? Has a history for gout. Next paragraph, physical exam. This well-built elderly white male is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 75, respiration 16. Temperature 97.5, weight is 243, saturation 96. HENT abnormal phallic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus is injected, he has no inflammation. Next supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the periphery and lung fields are clear. Heart, the anthems are irregular, asthma on S2, no murmur on S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor defects, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Right mid lung nodule. Etiology undetermined. Number 2 is chest wall pain, atypical, possible rule out cardiac pain. Number 3 is a history of coronary artery disease. Number 4 is hypertension. And next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest CT in 3 months. He was given a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. His PFTs were reviewed and they are fairly normal. And he was advised to see cardiology for stress testing and advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Evan Karat, Carratt, Evan, EVAN. Thank you.